Bezal Hashem is Baruch, we begin the new Masechta, Masechta Baba Kama, Seyed Nezikin, begin with the first Perek, Perek Arba Avos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Begin with the opening words of the Mishnah, Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four primary categories of damages, which is Tuchter, there are certain places, points out Tosh, Loitani Hain, that we don't say Arba Avos Nezikin Hain, that they are, Kumahocha, like we have over here. Uba Gemara, in the Gemara, on Daf Dalam Beis, Gabishlesh Esri Avos Nezikin. It talks about that's actually 13 primary categories of damages. In the Mishnah Kriz Daf Chesam Beis, four types of those who are lacking atonement. Those are the places that it doesn't say him, even though it's talking about a quantity of a certain metric. There are certain places that says the word hain that these are. Like it says in Mishnah Shavuos Daf Mem Tesav Aleph, there are four types of guardians. There's four beginnings of the years in Rosh Hashanah Beis Amud Aleph. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Now, there's a gillion, there's an addendum that a gloss that says, Vim time you begin to say asset of the question. My look coming out about Avos Nezikin Hain. Why doesn't it say these are four primary categories of damages? Could they like it says in the Mishnah Dad Rosh Hashanah Mahim, there's four Rosh Hashanahs in the year? Yeshimata says what you can say is Shalibola. No. It's not coming to say Ella Hagid is only coming to tell you Arba Avos Halalu. It's not only coming to tell you metrics. If it's coming to tell you number or quantity, then it would say hin. Here, it's only coming to tell you that these four primary categories, loy rizeh, krizeh, that the characteristic of this one is not like this one, and that's the primary reason, and therefore it doesn't say hin. But so it says, that's a little bit difficult, because the Gemara, again on Daf, Dalam Beis, Mucha, it's obvious, the Noch is Tanu Manyana, that the Tana is telling us a number. But the Parakhet Gemara asks, I have a Tana done, Tana Mishnah, my Tamil, Tani Hani, why doesn't it say these of 13 and 24? There's other numbers that I mentioned, but if it wasn't coming to tell us numbers, then it wouldn't be a question. We're not telling you, and that's why it doesn't say hen. So, Kachi Shema, rather, says, what you can say is, the Yesh Mukhaimus, you're right, there are certain places, Loi Tana Hen, that we don't say hen, because the Ashkan, like we find by Abba Machosa Kapora, Adkan, that doesn't say hen. So, essentially, like Taisa says, just in the question and answer. Kimnik Tais Master begin with the words of the Mishnah, Hashoy Babar. The first two Arba Avos that were of the Arba Avos that were mentioned is the ox and the pet. Pishbukhunch Rashi explained. Kesed Shenecht Beparsha, the way it's written in the Torah is such a Mishnah. That's what goes in that order of Shor Bar Mava Heaven. Now, Tais by the way, question. He says Avgav the Mandama. Although according to the one that says Shigmar brings later on Daf Dalam Adaf, that ton of Shor Luraglu when it says Shor, which Mazik of Shor could encompass a few different Mazik. It's Luraglu. It's talking about the Mazik of Regal that it, when it walks it, as it damages. Lo Yavak say that Parsha. That's not in the order of the Parsha because the Regal Nafkalon Regular not actually from a Pasuk of Shilach has Beira that he's going to send forth his animal. The Kasa Basa Bar that it's written actually after the Mazik of Bar. So that's not in the order of the Parsha. But Kamokam, however, says to answer the question, Shame Sharksiv Koin Mapasha, the title of the entity of an ox is written early in the Parsha, than in the Gichli Karen, when it talks about the goring of with its horns. Although the Shar here doesn't refer to Karen, but Shar encompasses Karen, and therefore Shar is mentioned first, and therefore a little regal per se is written later, but Shar is written before, and therefore it's mentioned before Bar. Then Toys asks Lamanda, according to the one who holds that Mab is the one of the four Mazikin is Mab. What does Mav refer to? According to one opinion, it's a person who damages. Although it's actually written after the one that's mentioned, after it, here in the Mishnah of Fire, Parshas Emor, which is Makabem Yishameno, where the fire talks about in Shema, in Sefer Shemais. In Adam Mazik, it talks about only in Bayikra, in Parshas Emor, Makabem Yishameno, if someone injures an animal, he has to compensate behind Adam the Azik Shar, which is regarding a person damaging an ox. So why is it mentioned Mavid before heaven? So it says lechosh leshanoisik say da parsha. There, once I got to the last two mazikin, I wasn't concerned to say in the order of the parsha. Because it's very far. One is sefer shmoyis, one is sefer vayikra. And rather, so then, why did we put it first? Roshanik seder, we put in the order of loy harei de sefer, which they will explain exactly why that's the order over there when we're saying oh this is not like this and that's not like that. But there we specifically want the shema b'koyim lehever. And so therefore, since there we wanted to say that order, so in the ratio, once we're not going to order the parasha, we also said the mazik of Adam of Mava before that of heaven. Rabbi Intam Pirish, he gives a different answer. He says, no, the shame of Adam said the parasha kaiten. Again, the title of man in a different context of mazik, although it's not in regarding regular mazik, is written in the parasha earlier where it says kiignav ish sharif. A man's going to steal an ox. Boechem lovas nizikin. A ganav is one of the primary categories of damages. The tunnel of the brisa b'gemara. The gemara brings in the brisa later on Daf Dalam Beis, and therefore similar to the previous answer of shar, that's why mava of adam is also mentioned first. Then the next words of next Tais Master begin with the words in the Mishnah. Lo harei asher kriyam mava, that The Mazik HaShar is not like a Mazik of Mabah, Pirush. In other words, so what does that mean? In this context of our Mishnah, unlike how it usually means, it means in Kulasai Shal Shar, it means that the leniency of the ox is not Kikulasai Shal Mava, it's not like the leniency of Mava. Can the Farshla come on? The Gemara is going to explain later on, as we'll see in the Avdala or Mid Aleph, that what the intention, why it's actually different than usually. Usually it's the chumra of this, not like chumra of that one. Here it means the kula of this one, not like kula of that one. Mean to say that actually shayr is the more chumra to go on, and because its leniency is not as like the leniency of mava, and therefore actually you won't be able to know mava from shayr. Now, says the Talmud, "Matan the Shalik Karin." According to the one that learns that shayr refers to the mazik of Karin damaging with its horns. Who mava l'shina, and mava actually means when the animal damages with its teeth when it's eating. Mishum the shayr, because an ox. So what does this mean to say? So an ox meaning Karin is kabanos lahazik is intent is damage. Who mava, which again a shein in that according to that mandama means in kabanos lahazik, his intention is not to damage. Which means to say, lefikach, therefore, ikas rachman ashar had the Torah written only shar again, which means karen. Lo asim mavimineh would not know mavimineh shu kalmineh, which is more lenient because he does not have kavana to be mazik. So maybe then you weren't so negligent because, well, I should think that it doesn't have this intent to damage. That's what it means. Meaning, as Tais explained, in Purusha Kishama Kamishama Talmud. And therefore, the interpretation over here in these words are not like everywhere else in the Gemara where it says, Liri Izeh. Because the Hazan Purusha in general, what that means to say is, Ein Chumash Alzeh, Chumash Alzeh. That the stringency of this one, the first one, is not like stringency of the second one, meaning the second one has a greater stringency. Ulakach, in a Chamu, in a Chumrisk, and that's point number one. And point number two is, What basically it's trying to say is, oh, so then it's not the stringency that causing this din, meaning, what does the Gemara want usually when it says this idea? The third point, it's the common denominator that's going to cause the halacha. But here the Gemara explains that the words of the Mishnah is different than it usually means. Because, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, we know definitively that what's being mentioned first is the stringent one first. Because later on the Mishnah says that, you see, what you don't find by these two that have a living spirit, unlike this other one. And that meaning that other one, which does not have the stringency, we would not have known from the previous two because it doesn't have the living spirit element. So from the Sefer of the Mishnah, we see that that the first one that's being mentioned is the most stringent, and therefore you must say that meaning its leniency is not like the second one's leniency, because the second one is more lenient, therefore you would not have known the second one from the first one. Next, Tesmata begin the words of the Mishnah, and neither one of these two that we mentioned of Shar and Bar of a shor and mava is not like because the sheshbim ruchem they have a living spirit, which again the different interpretations which one mava is, but that's not like kare esh, which esh does not have a living spirit, and if I like we just said in the end of the previous cases, so therefore it does not have the stringency, and therefore maybe you would say you're not chayiv on the mazik of esh. Now Tais explains, so Tais bothered by a question. He says, you see, as the words of David Maskell is telling us, that when we're saying that Shara Mava is not like Eish, that you would not have known Eish from Shara Mava, it specifies its stringency that they have Ruach Chaim. So it's bothered to get the Shara Mava, the first two that we mentioned in the Mishnah, when it talks about the conscience of Shara Mava, it's bothered by the question. He says, wait a second, why doesn't it say, as it specifies the reasoning, it should say, Shar is not like Mava, because Shar has this, and Mava has this, and therefore you not know one from the other. Why doesn't it say, it just says, they're not like Lahare Kare. It doesn't say the reasoning. Oh, so that's the reason is Mishum Dechad Michad, when you learn one from one, Kalim Tzichoyim Ve'echad Mashem Mechaber. It's very easy to find the stringency that one has that the other one doesn't have. And whereas when it's two against one, it's hard to find that contrast of one that versus the two that they both have that one won't have. Now Tesis says, why doesn't it say the flip also? Like it says in the Risha. It should say and Loi Hareha Eish, and okay, it should go the other way too. And Eish is not like Kare Hashar Mava. Like we said before, where we said, we don't just say, we say it the other way too. Why don't you say the same thing also over here? by hever backwards. No, Shem Shalahoy Yochalim Tzuchumim. It says because actually we couldn't have found the stringency, Mashem Mishneim, that they should have over a Shur and Mava. Because I, says Taisis, what do you mean? Why the Imashim the Kaychachim Urbay? Why don't you say the fact that it has another element mixed into it, Vein Hoylich Laita, and it doesn't go on its own consciousness, Kamashur, like an ox? Where because it has the wind that makes the fire become a mazik, so it says no ein zachorma. That's not a stringency of age. When we talk about the stringency, it compares the stringency of one mazik versus another one. It doesn't say this is one of the stringency that age has over shar that has a kriyach more by in conscious to shar. So you see, it's not considered a stringency. I says Taisa. By the way, question. What do you mean? Come on, this thing must have of gimel and beis and of vav merav. When it talks about the person's stone or his knife when it falls off a roof and it causes damage. So it says, what do you mean? Of course you should be chayv. Ma'ish no ish, what would be different by fire? The koyach hachamor, but where you have some other element, which is the wind, mixed into it. Vein ha'ilchadai doesn't go on its own. And that's the same thing of the sekinah. So you see that because it has that stringency like ish, so therefore it's going to be chayv. So you see, it is considered an element of stringency. So it says, no hachigam, but this is what the Gemara is saying over there. Ma'ish no ish, what's the difference ish? Meaning, it's actually not a stringency, to the contrary. Even though it has some other element mixed into it. Still, you can be liable regarding the mazik of Eish, because you're liable to watch it. And that's the same thing that we're saying with the Abnesikin Masayim, that even though something else helped together cause it, yeah, but it's not worse than Eish, that you should still be chayv. Now, it says to Eish is a seifa. Now, at the end of the Mishnah Gavi Bar, when it talks about the mazik of Bar, the Gemara actually there could have said lo hari habar. It could have gone backwards. Meaning, we just answered why Eish couldn't have said that when Eish has over those two, because it doesn't. But when we got to bar after the three, and it goes out of order, but goes back to bar, you actually could have said that bar has something over all the other three. Shetchilas asiyos nazik, where its initial creation of the pit is for damages in contrast to all other the halachas, as the Gemara tells us later on of Gimel and Beis. Kareilu, in contrast to these three that we mentioned, but still the Mishnah wasn't concerned with this because lafish hefsig be'esh, because we already interrupted with esh, which we couldn't say over there what esh has those over the two. So even though we get the bar, you could. We're not going to say that. And moreover, uboy le'rotzel l'shan is called me'esh. So it says, wait a second, but isn't it good to say that back and forth? So why don't we just put bar before esh? No, we didn't want to, because if we would have done that, have a asa esh minin, they actually would know esh from it, because the kuli asam bar b'chad mahanach, because actually all the other mazikim could be learned out from a common denominator of bar and one of the other mazikim. Because I mean, the gemara tells enough hey on the base about tana herach, and the tana want to be lengthy in the mishnah lahag the torah b'yader to glorify the torah and to make it greater by saying all these different rationale why each mazik is telling us something unique. So therefore, we wanted to have ish before bar, and therefore we didn't say what bar has over the other ones. Says tezik k'sas kasha. It's a little bit difficult because the mashmah sounds like from our mishnah do'in shemamun nadin. Sounds like that technically you would say there's a liability of a monetary payment from a kabbal chemer, because you're saying, oh, I have to say sure, bar, mava, heva, because if I would have said this, I wouldn't have known that. If I would have said that, but it sounds like if you would have known it, you would have learned it off from a kabbal chemer. So that's the halacha that you could punish, give a monetary punishment from logic. Now, Mechilton, Tanya, but in the Braisa we learned, it says that someone, if he opens up a pit or he digs a pit, that he's going to be chayiv for the mazik bar. Now, the question is, just for opening up, even though you didn't dig it, you just took up the cover, for the digging, isn't it all the more so? Oh, says the Braisa, rather coming to teach you, even though Kabbal Chaim would tell you for digging, for sure, for uncovering, but you cannot punish from a Kabbal Chaim for a monetary liability. Now, from our sugya, from our Mishnah, it sounds like that contradicts that idea. But says Taisus for me, however, the Perkapara, the Gemara later on of Memtesim Beis, Darshli Drosh Achrin. It's not difficult. Yeah, it seems like actually Agamar disagrees, because they even Darshan Kiyiftav Kiyichr differently. Not that you see that you're not Einshim Adin. Maybe you are Einshim Adin, like we see from our Mishnah, because the Gemara Darshans it for a different idea. To tell you, Shal Iskib Sichab Kriya Bolei, that it's coming to him because he opened it, because he dug it. Or to tell us a different Drosh, that even if someone dug, if you dig more, that you removed his first action, as the Gemara says later on, and they're going to be liable. So it could be that, yeah, we don't dash like that, and we do hold oinshin min hadin. I'm tasting like Hamanda, Abdalam Beis, Dir Maschel, Eidim. Next taste master, beginning with the words of the Gemara. The Gemara asked, Lord Belezer, my Kurle Av, according to Belezer, why are you calling the Av of Hilcha Shabbos versus a Toilada if he holds that, not like the other Manda Amram? He holds that you have in the Talada even the Mokamab. So why would you call one an Av and one a Talada? So let's tell you something. You're going to say, wait a second, Manema, why'd you say the nafkamina that the Gemara could find a ramification regarding what's not in the Talad, the Lin Hasra, regarding the warning? Why? Because when someone is violating a derivative, a Talada, you actually have to warn him Mishum Abdi Day because of its. Of its primary category, because I mean, per term, like the Gemara says, Shabbos of Kavkav Mechasim and Alf. When it talks about Meshamer, when you're a type of straining, Shemay Masim. Well, what do you warn the person regarding? So Rabbam is in Shembar because of selecting, of Zerum Shemraka because of sifting. So you see that the Teladu, you have to go ahead and figure out a way to warn based on the Av. So you see that it is important. Av is regarding Hasra. So on that, so tells you so much. You could say is. That this is the Gemara's question. That Mishum my Masrin Bey, meaning to say it's not a raya from the Gemara and Shabbos, but it's not true. What the Gemara means over there is Mishum my Masrin Bey Shulchayev, what do you warn him that he should be liable? Rabbi Mishum Boyeri says because of selecting, meaning. He means to say, I will history Mishum Barakid, if you would warn him because of Barakid, put you be exempt because the Kibin Shum Masrin Bey Shulchayev, since you're warning him something that's totally not the same. According to him, he thinks that you're just mocking him. He doesn't think you're even giving him a real warning. And therefore, Pati would be exempt. But, so this is the important piece of the history boy. But if you warn the bomb and you say, Al Tishamir, you said to Talad, of course, Chayv would be Chayv. So it's not important. That wouldn't be a critical feature of Av that could you have no way to warn him, because it's not true. You could warn him mitzad Talad. It's just saying that if you warn from that Av, okay, that's also, but that Av is totally off. Over here, just from another shot, you could say this actually what our Gemara answers over here. Hachtav Mishkan Karli Ab, this which was in the Mishkan is called Ab, and therefore it's exactly what we're asking. That means to say, you have to warn the Talada in its name, and therefore that's exactly what the Gemara is saying is the Nafkamin. Void, additionally, says Taisis, that the Netayim of Vashel, this answering the question also, that we find by planting. Of a tree or cooking, that ain tzarich lahasreis mishum av, you don't have to warn those malachas because of its primary category. And if you warn because of its derivative, you would be chayiv. And even so, it's not considered, it's not counted in perek haglavel as one of the others. So you see, the fact of its own name. Is not the reason of why it's called Av. And if that cannot answer the question and say, oh, what do you mean, you want to know what's Av because of the Hasra? You see, that's not true. You see that even if you do Hasra for something individually, that does not what it mean the significance of being called Av. Can I say some of the words of the Gemara, which says, Hach Gesina. The Gersa that you have to have is like this. Hach Av, the Mishkan, Chashiva, that which was in the Mishkan's significant curly Av, that's called Av. Hach Av, the Mishkan, Chashiva, that which was not significant in the Mishkan, curly to Allah, that's called the derivative. Now, so according to this text, Bolafuki Kama Malach is coming to exclude from many different forbidden activities, Shalhei Chashuvin, which were not significant, but Vahiba Mishkan, but they were in the Mishkan, where the Talad is they're considered as derivatives, but Lev is Malach is not primary categories, because I'm in Perek, when I attempt, like the Gemara and Shabbat and Testament Bays, Heim Helo Akrosh and Mikarkala Gola, that they took the beams from the ground to the wagon, Dain Achnasa, which is bringing in. They stretched it out on one side of the Rosh Hashanah from one area to the other one. That although those are malachas, but they're not considered as obvious because they weren't chashav. Now the istigasi, but those who have the text with a vav hach to have a mishkan v'chashiva, that which was in the mishkan and significant kol av, that's called the primary category. Hach to love a mishkan v'loy chashiva, that which was not in the mishkan and not significant kol talada, it's called the river. Which says, according to this text, what you have to say is the boy tarti, that you need to have both. But was trying to say, but if it's significant, but it was not in Mishkan, or it was in Mishkan, not Chashiva, that's what's considered as a derivative.